I invite you to take your Bible and look with me in Matthew chapter 13, and my text is from verse 47 down to verse 50.
Tarenti chakuleni ma Bible atu ombu kula Matthew chapter 13, nimeke ya 45 kutsika mose.
And this message is about the parable of the net. Here in Matthew 13 and verse 47, we read, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind." Then verse 38, "Which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away."
And then verse 49,
the Lord gives us the interpretation. "So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just." And verse 50 says, "And shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." So here again we see our Lord using a parable, a story, to illustrate spiritual truth.
And
this is a story that many of us can understand because we've all seen fishermen taking their nets and casting them into the water.
And
you know that when you cast that net, it spreads out over a broad area and then sinks down toward the bottom, and the fisherman begins to pull it in, and when he does, it not only brings in good fish, but every sort of debris that it picks up from the bottom. Not everything that is brought in is good.
And
that's where you see the fishermen sit down and sort out the good fish from all the rest of the rubbish, the weeds, the dirt, any kind of vermin that might be dragged in with the net.
And
so you may ask then, how is this a picture of the kingdom of heaven? Well, in the kingdom, you see the word king, There's one who rules over all.
Mawoti ufumu. Ama tsagana ni mawoti ufumu. Imene ima tsugorela ufumu.
And the term kingdom of heaven means that kingdom which is from heaven and therefore rules over all.
Ne agamati ufumu wa kumwamba. Akuranda uzazauti nkani mena funo langula. Ndiya mene ufumu kumwamba kwa uliri kwa mawoti. Sika kuchokela kumwamba. Numbwela patikola pasi kuna taka umfetse.
So here's a parable that shows us how God is accomplishing his purpose in the world as king.
Ne apa zikuti fotoko zirabwino. Zamene ambuye akakwaniritsira kufotokozera ufumu wake wakumwamba mmene ulili kwa dziko la pasi.
And the gospel of Christ is compared to a net that is cast into the sea.
Ndipo uthenga wabwino ukufanizidwa ndi khoka limene limaponyedwa pa madzi pa mtsinje kapena pa nyanja.
But as we can see from this parable, God has never purposed that net gather in everybody.
Koma tiona kuchokera mufanizo ili kuti khoka loponyedwa pa nyanjalo sili lidayikidwa kuti likakoke china chilichonse kapena wina aliyense ayi.
You see, this is the false message that is being preached today, that somehow God loves everybody and wants everybody to be saved, and so these preachers go out and try to convince people to make some sort of decision for Jesus, hoping that as many as possible will be saved.
Izi zikutsutsana ndi mmene anthu amalalikirira amene amanena kuti Mulungu amakonda wina aliyense ndipo Yesu adabwera kufera wina aliyense kuti akapulumutsidwe ndi amanena kuti kwatsala kwa munthu panga chisankho kuti apulumuke kapena kusapulumuka. Uthenga wabwino sikulankhula choncho, ndipo ili ndi bodza lenileni lochoka kwa anthu ochenjera.
But what this parable is teaching us is that, yes, there are those that are called here in verse 48, the good, that gathered the good into vessels. So there are those that God has purposed to save, and yet there are those that are the bad that will be cast away.
Ikuonetsa kuti atakhala pasi anasonkhanitsa zabwino mzotengera amene akuimira iwo osankhidwa a Mulungu. Ndiyeno akukambanso za zoyipa zidatayidwa zimene zimuimira anthu osasankhidwa wopita ku chionongeko.
When the gospel of Christ is preached, there are those that the Lord will graciously draw to Christ because he has purposed that they should be saved and were saved by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uthenga wabwino kamalalikidwa umafotokozera bwino kuti Ambuye Yesu adabwera kufa pa mtanda ukakhazikitsa chipulumutso kwa iwo osankhidwa nthawi yomweyo nkukawasiya kunja iwo osasankhidwa kuti kuti powamba mkota pa ichi uthenga wabwino kamalalikidwa umakhala kuti ukulekanitsa pakati pa osankhidwa opulumuka ndi iwo olekedwa opita ku chionongeko.
But you know as well as I do that where the gospel is preached, there are those that are drawn, but not by the Spirit of grace. They're drawn out of curiosity, or they've heard this message and they want to know more, and so they follow it for a while, and yet there's never been a work of grace in their heart.
Pali gulu loyamba limene limamva uthenga uja. Koma pali gulu lina limene limangotsatira kuti ife tikotsatira lingoyambana hoizi. Zimene popita nthawi ndi nyengo, amayamba kubwerera mbuyo kupita ku dziko la kwawo.
Outwardly, they appear to be following Christ and this message declared in the gospel. In fact, our congregations are full of such people. They come sit and they listen and they hear with us, and yet, in the end, they will be cast off.
Kunja, ama unilangati wakulu virina, utakutsari na utenga wabu ino weni. Pamene mkati, saudziwa konse za uthenga wabwino kodi kuti amango tsogolera mwachiphamaso mulibe uthenga wabwino mwa iwo.
A classic example would be Judas Iscariot.
Woyamba wa iwo tikumuona ni Judas Iscariot.
The Lord said he'd chosen his 12 disciples, but he said, one of you is the son of perdition. So here's an example with the gospel net being cast, and the Lord drew 11 of those disciples to himself. They're considered to be the good fish by God's grace, but there was one of them that was evil and ultimately would betray the Lord Jesus Christ. So here was Judas that was drawn by the Lord Jesus Christ and his ministry when he came into this world, and yet all along he would betray the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndeno tikumuona Judas Iscariot kuti adachita kuita ndoso ndi Mulungu. Ndipo cholinga chimene adamuitanira Mulungu ndikuti akagwira ntchito ya utumiki yopereka Ambuye Yesu kuti aphedwe. Kuti ndi pali ena amene amachita kungowaitana cholinga choti azikangopereka utumiki kuzunza utumiki basi koma asali wosankhidwa ayi.
He went out and preached with the other disciples because the Lord sent them out two by two. He witnessed the miracles that were performed.
Ndipo Yudasi adali mmodzi wochitira umboni za zodabwitsa zimene adaona kuti mizimu yoyipa imagochokera kumwambo magwa pasi koma ali osasankhidwa.
But none of the disciples knew that he was the son of perdition. The Lord did, but they didn't. They were fooled by his apparent outward profession.
Wow. Mudali mumuone Yudasi Iskariot uja. Padalibe munthu mmodzi wa kuphunzira aja amene amamdziwa kuti ndi mwana wachitayiko. Ayi, amamuona monga mʼbale, ndipo nayenso amachitira umboni za zozizwitsa za uthenga wabwino ngati wokhulupirira uthenga wabwino mpaka na pamene Ambuye Yesu anachitonena kuti
in fact
inu ndi abwino koma uyu ndi mwana wachitayiko Judas Iscariot.
In fact, at the last Passover meal that the Lord ate with his disciples, when the Lord said one of them would betray him, and then Judas got up and left, they thought he was going out to pay alms to the poor. They had no idea that it was him that was betraying the Lord.
Wow. Before yaje patsikulo maliza mgonelo wa Ambuye, Ambuye Yesu abene amapereka analankhula mawu kuti wondipereka ali pakati pathu ndidya naye limodzi. Ndipo auti amene adamsusira nthongo na amene adali wakamtereka Ambuye Yesu. Kodi kuti pamene adadzuka apo pamene pachapo kutuluka, anthu amaganiza kuti akagula zakudya zoti tidye kapena ayambitse bungwerana amasiye osadziwa kuti aupita kagwira ntchito yotumikidwa Satana njerekezi kupereka Ambuye Yesu.
So let this be a reminder even to us that as the gospel is being preached, people will want to join us or follow after for different reasons. It's like the net dragging in all kinds of dirt and rubbish and weeds and trash once the net is cast.
So dziwika nchakuti pamene tikulalikira uthenga wabwino dziwani kuti uthenga wabwino uli ngati kombe koka limene limaponyedwa mamadzi limene lizikwa ka anthu osiyana siyana wasankhidwa ndi wosasankhidwa woyipa ndi abwino omwe wosadzakokera pamodzi koma nthawi kukwana onsewo ena amakoka ncholinga choti azingokwaniritsa utumiki koma asali wosankhidwa.
It's easy for us to be fooled because when we preach, this is a gospel that many have not heard. And so initially there's curiosity, there's excitement, and there's many that seem to follow. And we get all excited thinking, oh, the Lord's doing a work. He's doing a work, but there has to be a separation.
Chifuwa izizida jika so diyuda sisikari yori pakati pa kupuzira. Kurada mwona kari mbale. Koma asari mbale. Pohoda mbena ukondwerera. Nimena kupangila na osamunu ngusmene numa panga. Mkozo kumwona kari mbale. Koma asari mbale. Koma chodzivika nchakuti. Panga talike panga tani. Patzakala kuleka nitidwa. Pakati pa nsomba. Ndizose zimene zilizoipa. Zimene zina kukidwa pamoji. Ndikuombe.
It was this way with the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. There were many that followed him for different reasons. Just like we see over here in John chapter 2 and verse 23. It says here in verse 23 of John 2, but when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, notice, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did.
Imene ikunena kuti koma pamene anali mYerusalem papasika pakhando ambiri anakhulupira dzina lache pakuona zizindikiro zanje zimene anazichita.
But look at verse 24. It says, but Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men.
Pamene ndimaka 24 akuti koma Yesu sadakhulupirira iwo kuti akhale nawo chifukwa iye anadziwa anthu onse.
And needed not, verse 25, that any man should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. There are many today that will stand up and testify that they belong to the Lord, and yet the Lord will say unto them, I never knew you.
And
so coming back to this parable here in Matthew 13 of the net, the Lord is showing that it was never his intent to save everybody. In fact, what this parable is teaching us is that the world will remain divided right up until the end. Like it says there in verse 49, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels will come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. There are a lot of preachers and organizations that think that if we just get enough people out into the world, that we can change the world, we can reform the world, and we can usher in the kingdom of Christ. But that's not how God has purposed it.
Akozo kulirembe nusa dzikoli, ukala lo kuluvi na utenga wabu ino. Hai ndi tusiziri motero mo.
What this parable is teaching us is that there are those that are wicked vessels, so ordained by God, and then there are those that are called the just, or that means the justified ones, justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This parable of the net is a confirmation of what Christ had already given as a parable with the wheat and the tares just a few verses prior. Remember, we saw that in Matthew 13 and verse
37.
It says, "He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man." That's Christ. And then verse 38, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. So in this parable, the Lord is using the illustration of a farmer sowing the field and there being wheat and tares.
And
but it's the same message we see here in the parable of the net. In both parables, you have the good and the bad. But what makes one to be good and the other bad? It's not the wheat that determined itself to be wheat, nor are the tares what determined that they should be tares. It's God that so ordained. It's like the parable of the net. The fish did not determine themselves to be good, and the rest of what is found in the sea, whether weeds or trash or dirt, did not determine itself to be bad. That was determined by God Himself. But the good news is that God has determined that there are those that should be of the good seed. I call it the God seed, God determined seed. And that's why in verse 47, when it describes the kingdom as unto a net that is cast into the sea represents humanity, represents the world. When we go out and preach the gospel, we don't know what all it's going to gather in, but we know there are those that God has purposed to draw to Christ because He has purposed to save them in Christ.
Chodziwika ndi chakuti pali mbeu zabwino zimene zidzafesedwa zimene zikuimira anthu osankhidwa. Koma nkhani ndi yakuti nyanja imene pakuponyedwa gombe uyu ndikuimira dziko lapansi limenenuyo simmadziwa kuti mukulalikira uthenga wabwino ni ndani amene imkokolole uthengawo umtenge kukamsonkhanitsa pamodzi ndi wina. Simmadziwa, koma Ambuye ndi amene amadziwa amene ali ake ndi amene siali ake.
And just as in planting a field, we know that there's that seed that will produce, but we also know wherever the seed is, there's going to be tares.
Ndipotidziwa kuti pamene uthenga wabwino ulalikidwa, pali iwo amene ndi msongole na msongole, amene sadzamva uthenga, ndi iwo amene ndi tirigu, amene adzamva uthenga.
And the same illustration with the fisherman casting the net. When he casts that net, he knows that it's going to bring in all sorts of things, but ultimately, there is going to be that which he will keep, and the rest he'll cast away.
Ndipo tidziwa kuti iwo amene ndi tirigu adzamva uthenga wabwino, pama onse amene si tirigu sadzamva uthenga wabwino, malo mwake adzatayidwa kunja.
I find it interesting in verse 49, of our parable, how it is that it is described, this dividing between the good and the wicked.
Chosangalatsa ndi pamene tikuona uthenga wabwino umene kuonetsera iwo osankhidwa amene adzalekanitsidwa ndi iwo osasankhidwa.
It's not up to us to determine what is good and what is evil. That's God's work.
Sikwa ifeyo kuti tizuwe rusa, kuti awangoipa, awangoshima, awangabwino ai. Ni ntchito ya Mulungu amadziwa rusilaika, amadziwa wake oipa, ndi iwo amene ali wabwino. Inuyo simunapatsidwe ntchito yomaweruza anthu.
There are some we may never know that they were sons of perdition all along. They spent their time next to us. They sat with us. They worshipped with us. And yet they were wicked all along.
Iriyo simadziwa amene ali osasankhidwa. Mukozi wa makhalira limodzi, kumadyera limodzi, kumachitira bwino limodzi zinthu, pamene ndi woyipa chokera pachiyambi koma simadziwa. Koma simaloledwa inuyo kuti muzira kuti awawo amaoneka osasankhidwa, awangoyipa, ayi.
That should give us all pause, just like with the disciples when the Lord at the last Passover said, "One of you will betray me." They went around each one and ask the question, "Is it I, Lord? Is it I?"
Ndifaya jambo Yesu ari nauri mmodzi wa dzandipereka. Ari Yesu ari panchiro namafukuza kuti ndine, kuti ndine. Ari Yesu nchito yake mina mafukuza zikhalapo. Niyo mango dzifuza kuti ndine mmodzi wa iwo osankhidwa kamena osasankhidwa basi.
So that's why in verse 49, the way it's put there, it says, "At the end of the world, the angels shall come forth and separate the wicked from," notice, "among the just." That's like the tares among the wheat. It's not that they're out there in the world, there are those that will be condemned. We're talking about where the gospel is preached. There are these that sit and listen, and yet their hearts remain unconverted.
Chantau ya pasipano, angelo adzatuluka nadzawasankhula oipa pakati pabwino. Kutandauza kuti osasankhidwa osa akozotheka kukhala pakati panu, ndikumayendera limodzi, kumamva limodzi, kumaona ngati amamva uthenga wabwino ndi amodzi wa inu, koma asali amodzi wa inuyo. Kwa inu ntchito yanu sikuloza anthu kuti inu ndinu osasankhidwa, inu ngosapulumuka, ayi. Mulungu amawadziwa amene ngosankhidwa ndi iwo osasankhidwa.
So this parable is to remind us, yes, that the net has been cast. It was cast when Christ came into this world and laid down his life, just like the seed was sown in his death.
Ndipo malemba yawa atsidika poonetsera kuti Ambuye Yesu pamene amafa amakadzala mbeu zabwino zimene zikuimira anthu osankhidwa amene ndi aga amene adzawapulumutse ndikusiya kunja iwo osasankhidwa amene sadzatha kupulumutsidwa.
And this net will continue to fill until the Lord comes back, and it'll be filled with the preaching of the gospel throughout the world. There are many that are coming in under the hearing of the gospel. But just know that in the end, not everyone will be saved. It's like in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 8, where the king sent his servants out and told them to declare, verse 8, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden were not worthy. This is a parable that you see in Matthew 22 and verse 2 of the kingdom of heaven, likened unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son.
Now,
when it says in verse 8 that they which were bidden were not worthy, it's talking about the Jews. When Christ came into this world to establish his kingdom, the Jews rejected him. But regardless of men's opposition, God is going to have a people for his son that he gave that son to marry. And that's why in verse 9 he says, go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. That's like casting the broad net into the sea. And notice, it says in verse 10, so those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found, notice, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Just like we see here in the parable of the net being cast and gathering in the good and the bad. Who are the bad? They are those that left to themselves are sinners by nature, and even though they sit under the umbrella of the gospel, yet they remain unconverted. Who are the good? Well, they are those that God has purposed to declare righteous in the death of his son. That's the only way any can be called good before God. It's by the substitution of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's an example of some that come in among those that God has called and yet are not elect. It says in verse 11, when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. According to this culture, whenever a king called people to a wedding of his son, he would provide them the wedding garment when they got there. So everybody would have the same garment. It's a picture of the wedding garment of God's righteousness that is put to the account of those sinners that he came to save. We all have the same garment. It's the righteousness of God in Christ. But here was a man who slipped in, and I'm sure probably was well dressed, and yet it was not the garment provided by the Father, and therefore he was singled out. Here's a picture of the bad being drawn in with the good. And that's where verse 12, he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. This speaks of many in our day who have a profession of faith and yet do not have the righteousness of God put to their account in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like those of which Paul testified, saying they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. And here's where you see the dividing in verse 13. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the same thing we see in our parable of the net that was cast, that the angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from the just, in verse 50 of Matthew 13, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
kufanizo la nekoka loponyedwa panyanja likuonetsa kuti angelo adzabwera ndi kuleganitsa kusankhula zabwino kusiya zoyipa pamene soko kwakulankhula zoona kuti adzaleganitsa ndikummanga manja ndi miyendo kamponya ku mdima wakunja kuti akalire ndi kukuta mano pamene ena ali mchisangalalo chawo.
And you can see how the Lord sums it up in Matthew 22 and verse 14. Many are called, but what? Few are chosen. Many are called in this sense. They come under the hearing of the gospel as it's preached. And there's some sort of reaction or response. But their coming is not being drawn by the Spirit. Only the elect are drawn by the Spirit of God. Only those that are drawn by the Spirit of God, whom the Lord Jesus Christ came to save, they are saved indeed because of His work.
In
verse 50 of Matthew 13, all the rest shall be cast into, it's called here, the furnace of fire. That's a description of God's justice and His wrath. If the Lord Jesus Christ has not paid our sin debt, then the wrath of God abides on us.
Ambuye Yesu Kristu pamene adafera ochimwa osankhidwa, palibe mkwiyo wa Mulungu umene utsawamangaso osankhidwa oferedwa ndi Ambuye Yesu kuti asapulumutsidwe ayi.
There are many people today that make a profession to know Christ, and yet they come in their own way, just like the man without the wedding garment. They have a righteousness, but it is not that of God in Christ, and therefore they stand condemned.
Alipo ambiri amene amamvanga amadziwa Kristu Yesu amachita zinthu ngati wopemphera koma asali amene wowo si wosankhidwa amene adzabva uthenga wabwino ndi kupulumutsidwa aya kungoyembekezera nthawi yawo imene adzalira ndi kukukuta mano.
In verse 50 of Matthew 13, when it describes the wailing and gnashing of teeth, this is not out of remorse or regret, but rather anger. That word gnashing of teeth is used of somebody that's angry, like they did with Stephen. They ran on him and stoned him and gnashed on him with their teeth. They were angry over the message of Christ that he preached to them. The picture here of those in hell is that not of people wailing in the sense of, oh, I wish that I had decided otherwise. No, they continue in their rebellion against this very Christ who saves none but those that he came to save. It's not up to man. Salvation's of the Lord.
This
is not a popular message, and yet it is the message that Christ has given us to declare in this world. We cast the net, and we don't compromise the truth as it is in Christ. And in the end, it's the Lord who will separate out and determine who is his and who isn't. If in the end we are of that number, that few that are elect, then it's by God's grace alone in Christ. But it's the Lord who determines who is his and who isn't. He's just in his condemning, but he's also just in his saving. He saves those for whom Christ paid the debt. So let this be an encouragement to us as we go out and preach the gospel. It's not everybody that is the Lord's.
There
are many that are going to follow in. That's why we don't get excited by crowds. They're going to come and sit and listen and seem to rejoice, and yet the Lord knows those that are his. And in the end, he will have everyone for whom he paid the debt.
Many thanks to God because of this beautiful time, dear brother, that God made it clear that we should hear this mysterious gospel that separates the elect from the unelect, that differentiate between the true elected sinners from the fake electing sinners.
Yes.
That profess themselves to be stewards, to be saints, to be grace, preach the gospel people, but from the original people that God elected from the beginning, and the Christ came and died for them, and the Spirit regenerated them. What a beautiful time and comfort that the Lord gave us today.
Amen.